Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Christmas is right around the corner, and the question I have for us today is, where is your Bethlehem? In Luke chapter 2, the story of Christmas unfolds this way, beginning in verse 4. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, and he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Now, as the crow flies, like they say, it was a journey of about 100 kilometers, but traveling over hills, through villages, around rivers, and it would have probably made the trip even longer. And somehow or another, all of the Christmas stories or pictures seem to portray Mary as she's riding on a donkey or a colt, but we really have no idea the mode of travel. That's just kind of assumed based on history and the time. In any case, whether on foot or on the back of, you know, an animal, it wasn't an easy journey, especially for a woman nearing the end of her pregnancy. Why then did she go? Well, I mean, government officialdom decreed a census that everyone must go to one's own city, the place where their family's called home, for this official registration and for counting. Maybe Mary was also ready to get out of town. She was probably ready to leave the village of Nazareth, where there were a lot of folks that were wagging their tongues about her unmarried pregnancy and how this scandal had occurred. And she was probably tired of seeing folks turn their eyes toward her and casting the shadow of doubt or casting shade her way. But you know what? Mary and Joseph knew they were going far from family, and they knew they were going into a city whose streets would be crawling and clogged with traveling strangers. I mean, they were assured that there would be no warm welcomes, no cozy place to birth this expected baby. Perhaps they hoped for a small house or a distant relative or a way for Joseph to earn some money for their keep, but in almost every way, they were traveling into the unknown. The journey was long. It had to have been hard, the destination uncertain. And now, nearly 9 months before their arrival in Bethlehem, Mary spoke some life-changing words to God the Father, words that were to comfort her in the unbelievably uncertain years that were ahead. Because this is what she said to the Lord, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." And with those simple little words of faith, she could endure the long journey on the back of a donkey or walking the cold streets of Bethlehem. The staring faces of strangers and even the crude stable with the straw-lined manger and the animals around it. So let me go back to the original question. Where is your Bethlehem? Has the path been long for you? I mean, have there been people that were uncaring or cruel? Were the circumstances around you burdensome and hard? And when we submit ourselves as servants to the loving God, we can, in quietness, in solitude, and in confidence, add, "May it be to me as you have said," no matter the place, no matter the position, wherever we find ourselves. May it be to me as you have said, Lord. On this busy, busy week, as we head into just a few more days before Christmas, stop and let the voice of the Lord be heard and answer as Mary did. May it be to me as you have said, no matter the place, position, or where you find yourself. God bless you, friend. Don't miss anything coming up at Sugar Hill Church. We've got so many things going on, including on Christmas Eve, two services at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., and then on Christmas Day, one service at 11 a.m. God bless you. Merry Christmas, and I am so excited and thankful that you joined us today. Bye now.